Mumbai Builder, Cheats, Senior Couple, Mahada Probe Exposes, RS 122, Craw, Rent Fraud, Nair Mahal, Redevelopment, Senior Citizens Fight Builder for Home, RS 122, Craw Dues, The Promise versus the Reality, A 13-Year Betrayal, Mahada Exposes Duplicity, The Two-Letter Forgery Scandal, Unmesh Gujarati, Sprouts News Exclusive. Exclusive, an 84-year-old Mumbai couple fights for their home, RS 1.22. Craw impending rent after a redevelopment deal with fraud, Mahendra Ruparel Builder goes wrong. Mahada investigation uncovers a forged document scandal. Mumbai builder accused of cheating. Senior couple. Mahada's investigation reveals shocking duplicity. A Mumbai-based builder stands accused of a shocking betrayal against the city's elderly. For 13 years, a senior couple has battled for their rightful home. Sprouts News, special investigation team uncovers a trail of alleged deception and official inaction. This case raises urgent questions about tenant rights in redevelopment projects. Elderly citizens, Sau, Sunanda Sawant, 80, and Yashwant Sawant, 84, are the victims. They entrusted their lifelong home, Naya Mahal, to fraud Ruparel Builder in 2013. The promised Ruparel Iris project was meant to be their dream upgrade. Today, they have neither their new home nor the rent legally owed to them. The financial betrayal and mounting debt redevelopment agreements legally bind builders to pay tenants monthly rent. This payment continues until the new home is handed over. Ruparel Builder initially paid this amount for a few months. These payments completely stopped after 2017, according to the victims. The pending rent has now ballooned to an astronomical figure. The Sawant family claims approximately R122 crore is currently due. This financial strain has forced the octogenarian couple to live away from their community. Their fight for basic justice has consumed over a decade of their lives. Mahada hearing exposes alleged document forgery. A recent Mahada hearing revealed a potentially fraudulent dual document strategy. The builder's representative, Onkar Satve, presented a letter to the authority. It shockingly claimed the Sawant's tenant rights were cancelled due to unpaid rent. This claim is fundamentally illegal under Mahada's rules. Builders cannot unilaterally cancel permanent alternate accommodation rights. Mahada grants project permissions strictly contingent on protecting existing tenants. Violating this can lead to a builder being blacklisted. The letter given to Mahada was signed by Parikshit Sharma, a representative of fraud Mahendra Ruparel Builder. However, the Sawants possessed a different letter from the builder. It mentioned rights cancellation but omitted any rent dues. This suggests a deliberate attempt to mislead the housing authority. Official condemnation and allegations of fraud. Mahada authority Malnad Shambarkar questioned the builder's representative directly. He highlighted the serious legal implications of presenting contradictory documents. Such actions could constitute fraud under Section 420 of the Indian Penal Code. Shambarkar explicitly warned of potential criminal proceedings for cheating. This official condemnation from a housing authority officer is significant. It lends considerable credibility to the elderly couple's long-standing claims. The builder's team was reportedly admonished during the proceedings. The alleged forgery was intended to defraud both the tenants and the government. This case exposes a dangerous loophole that could exploit other residents. Without strict enforcement, tenant rights remain vulnerable to powerful builder interests. A 13-year odyssey for justice. The Sawant struggle is a heartbreaking saga of systemic failure. The elderly couple has knocked on every door for justice over 13 years. Their petitions reached the Chief Minister, Deputy CM, and even the Prime Minister's office. Mahada itself issued three separate orders in the Sawant's favour over the years. None of these orders were ever implemented on the ground. The police also delayed filing an FIR for months, with no significant action followed. Meanwhile, the builder allegedly allotted their promised 13th floor flat to another party. A subsequent 23rd floor flat, committed to them before Mahada, was also denied. That flat was instead given out on rent, adding insult to their injury. The human cost of delayed justice. The human cost of this legal battle is immense. Two senior citizens are displaced from their community in their twilight years. They face financial ruin and immense psychological distress due to this ordeal. Their story is a stark reminder of the vulnerabilities faced by elderly tenants. It underscores the critical need for faster dispute resolution mechanisms. When systems fail, the most vulnerable citizens pay the highest price. This case is a litmus test for Mumbai's housing regulatory framework. The alleged actions of fraud Ruparel Builder and its representatives have been exposed. Figures like Onkar Satve and Parikshit Sharma are now under scrutiny for their roles. Public trust in housing authorities and the police machinery is severely shaken. The Sawant's plight shows how bureaucratic delays effectively deny justice. The question remains, who will be held accountable for this 13-year injustice? Will the authorities now take decisive action against fraud Ruparel Builder? The future of urban redevelopment in Mumbai depends on a strong answer. Homeowners must feel safe in trusting their properties to developers. Sprouts News demands accountability for the Sawant family and all cheated homeowners. We will continue to follow this story until justice is definitively served. Mumbai's Ruparel Builder has been involved in several controversies, primarily related to real estate fraud allegations, project delays, and financial disputes with home buyers and tenants. Consumer complaints and legal penalties. The company has faced legal penalties from consumer courts. In 2024, the Central Mumbai Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission penalized Ruparelia Infra and Reality for failing to refund a booking amount of over Rs 3 lakh to a customer, Sahil Jain, after his home loan was rejected. The developer had forfeited the amount despite its own policy promising a refund in case of loan rejection, forcing the consumer to seek legal recourse. Major fraud allegations and police cases. More serious allegations involve major financial fraud. In a high-profile 2025 case, an Andheri woman accused her brother-in-law and a director of Ruparel Housing Development, PVT Ltd, Amit Ruparel, of cheating her of Rs 2269 crore in a Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA, project in Kandivali West. The allegations include forging a deed of retirement to remove her from the partnership and mortgaging project land without her consent. The case, involving charges of cheating, forgery, and criminal breach of trust, was transferred to the Economic Offences Wing, EOW, for investigation. In a separate 2024 case, directors of Shriji Developers were booked by Kandivali Police for allegedly selling a housing project to Ruparel Realty without the consent of an investor who had already paid Rs 2 crore for flats, effectively cancelling his agreement. Project delays and homebuyer disputes. The builder has also been repeatedly criticized for significant project delays and failing to hand over possession. In 2022, a Sessions Court denied pre-arrest bail to directors Amit Ruparel and Parikshit Sharma of KD Developers for failing to hand over possession of flats in their Kembur project, Ruparel Orion, by the 2015 deadline and not returning the booking amount to the complainant. Public forums and news reports also contain numerous complaints from home buyers about inordinate delays in projects like Ruparel Sky Greens and Ruparel Optima, with many alleging difficulty.